Now, I'm joined today by some old friends of ours, frequent visitors to Phoenix FM over the years. They've never seen chaos like they've seen today, I can tell you. It's Julian May and Ernie Lamprell from the band Ridge Clifford and the Young Ones, who sometimes perform as the duo Light and Shade, which has caused me all sorts of problems this afternoon. Never mind, we've solved them all. Anyway, I wanted to call you a tribute band, but I don't think that's what you call yourselves, is it? Who's going to take that one?
Hi, good afternoon, Scott.
Good afternoon.
No, we don't, funny enough, we don't call ourselves a tribute band because basically we don't try and look like anyone that we recreate, but
right.
We do recreate the sounds accurately of that era, but basically we have our own character.
Right, now that's Ernie. So Julian, what are you going to say on this subject?
I've got to say good afternoon, Scott.
Thank you very much.
And the first thing Ernie and I'd like to say is hello to our fan base that are listening.
Good stuff, yes.
Because dear Mick, who's our rhythm guitarist, always makes sure that they're informed on what we're doing. So
right, hang on, your mic slid round. We need to turn it round so it's...
Okay, hold on. That's my... Oh, right.
There we are, that's better. Thank you.
Everybody else okay?
Yeah, but they were. We've broken everything else today, but...
All right, yes. I just let the listeners know. Right. Well, it wasn't the microphone, it was my head had slipped around the wrong way. But anyway, great...
A bit like that girl on the Exorcist. The head went all the way around.
I'm sure I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, you've not seen that film, The Exorcist, and there was a girl on there, and her head turns round through 360 degrees. So when you said, your head had gone round, not the mic, that was it. No, yeah, never mind, sorry, I digress.
That could be useful, though.
Well, yes.
Now you're talking out the back of your head.
Oh, God.
Anyway, here yes. We are, nice to be here.
Good stuff. Anyway, welcome back, guys. And I know that some of your forthcoming appearances are what you really came here to talk about. And there seem to be dozens of these right now. And I see you've got shows from King's Club in Canvey from 25th of August. You're going right the way through to the end of the year. So tell us a bit about some of the shows you've got lined up.
Well, Ernie can help me with this. I know that we will arrive eventually back here in Brentwood on the 7th of December at the Bardswell Social Club. So, but a lot to be done.
7th of December?
Is it?
I've got the Bardswell Social Club as 7th of September.
Let's go with that then.
Never mind.
Check out the website.
Time for another build.
Probably. I better hand over to Ernie, I think.
What was the question again, Scott?
Oh, sorry. All these shows that you've got up, you've got all these shows lined up with the next few weeks. And I just wondered if you wanted to, because you're going to promote those shows. I thought you might sort of run through some of those and what the difference is between the shows.
Oh, okay. Well, basically, historically, we've done clubs, and that's been the mainstay of our existence. But we did a couple of theatres last year. Uh-huh. Before then, we were at the Prince's Theatre Clacton at the request of Radio Caroline for their 50th anniversary celebration.
Right.
And we performed with the Fortunes as well, and we were very fortunate to be able to do that. And we thought, well, theatres seem to be quite good, and the Prince's Theatre Clacton liked us, and they invited us to come back and perform on our own.
Right.
So... We are back at the Prince's Theatre on the 21st of September.
Right.
We are at the Headgate Theatre on the 26th of October.
Right.
And we're at Witham Public Hall once again on the 9th of November.
Yep.
Because we did a couple of theatre shows last year and they were very successful for us, and we quite like the different discipline and challenges.
Right. Yeah. And as you said, you're going to be at the Bardswell Social Club, which is actually on the 7th of September, so that's locally here in Brentwood.
But I do have it in my notes as the 7th of December, so
Are they my notes?
They're
wrong too.
Are they wrong?
I'm sure I've got 7th of...
Okay, well, we apologise.
Anyway, it's probably me who's got it wrong. There you are, never mind. What do I know? I've got everything else wrong this afternoon. But all right, in the meantime, tell us a little bit how the band was formed and who the members are and all the other bits and pieces.
The band was formed about 7 years ago, and it's gone through various changes and incarnations. Same thing, really. But we've gradually come to a position where we've got really first-class musicians, and we can deliver a first-class product. So we all come from the 60s era. Yes. And we're happy to be recreating those golden sounds.
Right, which of course is the heyday, as you say, Cliff in the Shadows, but you also do a whole lot of the other bands at the time, don't you?
We recreate those.
Or you, not so much recreate, but you play the music of those bands.
That's right, yes. It's covering, really, things like the Searchers and Chuck Berry, Eddie Cochran, Buddy Holly, and people like that, so that it's just not just Cliff in the Shadows.
Yes.
It's all of the gambit that was that period, so lots of memories for people.
Right, okay. And let's start with you, Julian. As you joined the band, I think, in 2013, didn't you?
2010
you joined,
didn't you? That's right. I'll have to check my notes.
Oh, right, okay. You play Cliff and do the vocals.
I just do the vocals, and sometimes I appear in a pink jacket.
You've got a pink shirt on today, so you're halfway there. Yeah.
That'll work.
Yeah. And Ernie, what sort of thing do you do in the band?
I play all the Hank bits.
Oh, right.
So on lead guitar, all the Hank Marvin bits I do, and all the lead guitar bits and all of the other music we do are beyond Cliff and the Shads.
Right, and the other members of the band who couldn't be here today, what are they?
Well, Bruce Wheeler. Mm-hmm. We would like to term Bruce as our musical director almost, because he's very good at arranging a lot of the stuff that we do. He's bass guitarist. We're very fortunate to have him.
Yeah.
There is Michael Norrington on rhythm guitar, who also takes care of our Facebook, and the lovely Rick Fitzpatrick. We call him Big Rick, affectionately.
Right.
So, and then not to forget Geordie Dick, who does our lighting and quite a lot of roadieing for us.
You've got all these guys to actually do a lot of the donkey work for you, as it were.
Believe me, you know, as you get a bit older, with Fox amplifiers, you need all the help you can get.
Can identify with that. So how do you guys get started in music in the first place?
Well, I go right back to when Apache came into the charts.
Oh, yeah.
When I was about 16, I thought, wow, what is that sound?
Yeah.
And then you saw Hank with this red guitar, and a switch went on in my brain, which I've never been able to turn off.
Yeah. I can understand that. Now, as we say, you've got this whole lot of forthcoming shows coming up, including a welcome return to the Bathwell Social Club, which is either on the 7th of September or the 7th of December, depending upon which notes I believe.
Oh, we must apologise to listeners, because, we don't want to cause any confusion, but it will become apparent, because you can either keep an eye on the website or the Facebook page.
But what have I... have I picked up the wrong bit? I must have picked it up from somewhere. Do you know which it is?
I don't know yet, but we can find out in a record.
Okay, don't worry about it. Now, you've got these shows coming up in Clacton on the 21st of September and the Headgate Theatre in Colchester, which are described as the memories are made of this show. And then on the 9th of November at the Witham Public Hall, you've got one described as More Memories Brit Show. What's the difference between them?
Well, the show Memories Are Made of This, which is at the Prince's Theatre and the Headgate Theatre, basically relives the early music of Cliff, The Shadows, and many, many others, as we really basically take a nostalgic trip back to the fabulous sounds of that golden era of the 60s.
Right.
But we are returning to the Witham Public Hall, having done the show, More Memories Are Made of This, and so we've changed that show, because this show, More Memories, The Brits, is fundamentally about the British contribution to that golden era.
Right.
So it's a different show, but based on the Kinks, Rolling Stones, yes, Cliff and the Shads, a whole host of other British artists to take a fresh look at that show and that era.
Now, most of the shows that you're doing, they're priced at £12.50, but the Prince's Theatre show is slightly more expensive, £21, I believe.
£21 it is at the...
Dead on the nose, yeah.
That's a bigger theatre. We've got a lot more seats to fill there.
Oh, right. Well, I thought the price would be lower then. No, but it's obviously a very special show. Now, you've got a brand new CD out as well, with 14 tracks on it. Is that right?
Well, that'll be the duo aspect of...
Right. Light and Shade.
Rich Cliff and the Young Ones are actually working on moving toward making an album
right
in the future that will feature the whole band.
Yeah.
But we have, in the meantime, Ernie and I have done a CD under the title of Light and Shade. I'm sorry to keep reminding you about that name.
Well, this caused me a few problems today, but that's my technical expertise showing up.
But it came out last October, and it features, obviously, a number of instrumentals from Ernie.
Yes.
And vocal tracks from myself.
Yes.
Including, actually, a song that Ernie wrote.
Right. Is that the one we're going to talk about just now?
I actually wrote two, didn't you?
No.
Oh.
Well, yes, the Caroline one. Yes. We are going to talk about that,
yeah.
I think.
But there's another one as well.
I wrote another song on there.
Oh, yes, yes. Which song is that?
It's called How I Feel.
Oh, right. Well, I'm sorry we haven't got that one, so we can't play it today. But now, as you say, these tracks, though, are featuring both Light and Shade and The Young Ones together, is that right?
No, not on this duo project.
Oh, right. But the CD is called Light and Shade. Is that just Light and Shade, then?
Well, that's the name of the duo.
Yes.
The tracks on it are just Light and Shade. But I would say, I think one of the tracks you've got for playing is one Wondrous Place.
Right.
And that's one that the band do in the show. So it's exactly as the band will do it.
Oh, right. OK, well, we haven't got that one today, but we do have the one that we wanted to talk about on Radio Caroline. Oh. Now, it is, I have to say, it's not generally done to promote other radio stations, but as we're coming up to the 52nd anniversary of the implementation of the act that was brought in to suppress the offshore radio stations, it came into effect at midnight on Monday, the 14th of August, I thought it would be appropriate to play out with a track that, as Light and Shade, you were commissioned to put the music to, the words that was actually written by Peter Moore, the current manager of Radio Caroline, to commemorate the 50th anniversary of said act. And especially so, since, in my personal opinion at least, I doubt very much if our station would exist today were it not for that station's arrival on the scene in March 1964. Now, have you got any comments on that? You've met all the guys at Radio Caroline.
Yes, we did. We were invited by Peter Moore, who's the current manager, to have a tour of the ship as well.
Yeah.
Which was fabulous.
Yes.
Really brilliant. And you've got anything to contribute apart from the bit where you went in the water?
You went in the water.
Just to say that CD,
yes,
with the track that we have written and performed, is available for purchase directly from Radio Caroline from their website.
Oh, right.
And it's also got a bonus track on there, They Call Me the Breeze.
Good stuff. All right. Well, that being the case, why don't you introduce the song?
I think Ernie should do that, since he wrote the music, which the Peter Moore lyrics.
Okay, Ernie, over to you.
Yes, hope everyone enjoys the Ballad of Radio Caroline.
Shelter was there in harbor or port. The unforgiving ocean was her home. Shelter was there in harbor or port. The unforgiving ocean was her home. Now all across the land, any artist, group or band had the chance to put their talents to the test. And some started careers that would last for 50 years if the listeners chose their music as the best. So no harm was being done, everyone was having fun, but the government were very worried frown. They said that Nasty pirate shower have both influence and power. We have to find a way to close them down. Caroline, oh Caroline, authorities said we wouldn't last for long. We took the blows and never gave in, knowing that which doesn't kill us makes us strong.
tribute to Radio Caroline, the ballad of Radio Caroline. First, we just need to stress that they are appearing at the Barnswell Social Club on the 7th of September, not the 7th of December. That's where they're going to be in Great Ring. So it's that's the full Rich Clifford and the Young Ones appearing at the Barnswell Social Club in Brentwood on the 7th of September. We've finally got it right.